You also produced audio cassettes, The Gourmet Speaks. That was a pronunciation of menu items and cooking terms in French, German, Spanish, and Italian. You did that in all those languages?
Yes. Well, you see, in the announcing class, I taught the pronunciation of those languages as part of the skills. That's one reason that I am sorry when some people think, oh, the announcing class is just a trade course. In the announcing classes, I was trying to prepare the announcer for anything that he would come across, especially in the news. It wasn't just musical terms they should be able to pronounce. It was also the names of the heads of state, the enemy, and so on. Now, we didn't have time to do all four languages in every course, so I would do two languages, at least giving them that much familiarity. It was a regular unit out of the course. Ben had set the pattern with his courses originally. When I took them over, I followed the same format of giving them a sampling of each type of announcing situation. So they had a little experience at introducing classical music. They had more experience at working with popular names and so on. And then the ad lib announcing class was the one that concentrated more on being a disc jockey.
It must pain you, or does it, that as precise as you have been about pronouncing words, there doesn't seem to be any emphasis on that. Today, we're pretty glib, we just toss it off.
Today, the important thing seems to be being clever, which has always been important, but speaking as informally and casually as possible.
Right.
You see, at the time I was growing up doing those programs as a little boy at KVOO, I witnessed the KVOO announcers, and all of them were required to announce from a standing position. This was before Arthur Godfrey made being a disc jockey popular, where you could actually operate your own controls, play your own records. I saw all of the KVOO announcers wearing neckties and suits, and the announcer's booth had the microphone hanging and the speaker stand. I'm not saying that we should still be doing that, but I'm just saying that announcing was a little more formal. And at that time, most announcers were being chosen for the depth of their voices, and women were not being chosen because at that time it was generally considered that they did not have pleasant announcing voices. Well, you can find people of both sexes who have pleasant voices and others who don't have pleasant voices. The standards have changed. I'm not saying anything against the people who are announcing today. I'm just saying that they're held to a different set of standards.
And we're more natural today, I think.
Well, yes. And again, Arthur Godfrey gets the credit for popularizing that style.
Because he had a program that was network and was nationwide, where he would just sit and talk. He was a casual conversationalist.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is others follow him, that it's okay just to sit conversationally talking.
Right, yes, you're absolutely correct.
Right, he was on CBS.